It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. Today's the birthday of American author and federal prisoner Robert Franklin Stroud, born in Seattle, Washington in 1890. Known as the Birdman of Alcatraz, Stroud was a convicted murderer who has been cited as one of the most notorious criminals in the United States. During his time at Leavenworth Penitentiary, he raised and sold birds and became a respected ornithologist. Although regulations did not allow him to keep birds at Alcatraz when he was transferred there and held from 1942 to 1959, Stroud was never released from the federal prison system, confined from 1909 until his death in 1963. Stroud ran away from his abusive father at the age of 13, and by the time he was 18, he was running a prostitution ring in the Alaska Territory. In January 1909, he shot and killed a bartender who attacked his mistress, a crime for which he was sentenced to 12 years in the federal penitentiary on McNeil Island in Puget Sound. Stroud gained a reputation as a dangerous inmate who frequently had confrontations with fellow prisoners and staff, and in 1916 he stabbed and killed a guard. Stroud was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to hang, but after several trials his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment in solitary confinement. In 1920 at Leavenworth, he discovered a nest with three injured sparrows in the prison yard. He cared for the birds and within a few years had acquired a collection of about 300 canaries. He began extensive research into birds after being granted equipment by a prison reforming warden. Stroud wrote Diseases of Canaries, which was smuggled out of Leavenworth and published in 1933. He made important contributions to avian pathology, most notably a cure for the hemorrhagic septicemia family of diseases, gaining much respect and some level of sympathy among ornithologists and farmers. Stroud ran a successful business from inside prison, but his activities infuriated the prison staff, and he was eventually transferred to Alcatraz after it was discovered that he had secretly been making alcohol using some of the equipment in his cell. He began serving a 17-year term at Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary on December 19, 1942. Deprived of his birds and equipment, he wrote a history of the penal system. He was transferred to the Medical Center for Federal Prisoners in Springfield, Missouri in 1959, where he stayed until his death on November 21, 1963, the day before President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He is buried in Metropolis, Illinois. Author Carl Sifakis referred to Stroud as possibly the best-known example of self-improvement and rehabilitation in the U.S. prison system. His story was popularized by the successful film The Birdman of Alcatraz, which featured Burt Lancaster in the title role. Lancaster's portrayal was sympathetic. However, former Alcatraz inmates who knew Stroud said that the real Birdman was far more sinister and dangerous than the fictionalized version portrayed in the film. One even said, "He was a vicious killer. I think Burt Lancaster owes all of us an apology." Stroud once claimed that his death would make worldwide headlines, but that was not to be. His passing was overshadowed by the assassination of the president, relegating the notice of his death to the back pages of only a few newspapers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 28th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.